It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
Cannot be the best 60 minutes of your day because Miz isn't pitching. First thing you got to know, Miz pitching? Nope. All right, other than that, is now, I guess, kind of official. Giannis is no longer with the Milwaukee Bucks. He's a member of the Miami Heat. And John Anderson, formerly it was the John Anderson Homer Hour, is going to be on in a few minutes. After that, Jason Wilde. After that, Tony Smith. After that, the comments of Jay Billis from Friday that are worthy of playing because he's doing the draft tonight with ESPN. And of course, your calls. 1-800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text line. This is more. And I'm really not that interested in texts because this is one of the days where I want to hear people speak. And I'll give you, I don't know that I'll actually interrupt, which generally I set the rule as if what you say isn't any good. I don't care who you are, then I'm going to interrupt because we got to do better. But in today, I think you get 30, 45 seconds with no interruption by me so that you can say whatever it is that you want. I'd say 30 seconds. We'll start the clock. No interruption. And you only got 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds. What do you want to say about Giannis leaving the Milwaukee Bucks? And that, again, there are just a couple things to me that are important. One is that Milwaukee Bucks had nothing to do with this. This is not about the Bucks. This is about Giannis. Giannis wants out. If you're the Bucks, I guess you can keep him and then get nothing in return, but that would be irresponsible. This is not about the Bucks. This is about Giannis. He wants out. That, to me, is an important fact as far as what occurred. And you can say anything else like that. And I said, the other thing that I don't want people to say is all the great things you can say about Giannis, understandably so. He's not the best player ever for the Bucks, and it's really not close. He is the greatest player who was here a long time. In 6 years, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Lou Alcindor did more than Giannis did. If you pick Giannis's best 6 years, is this that important? It is to me, because there are enough great things to say about Giannis. Just don't say he's the greatest Bucks player ever, because you're wrong. And now it could be because I'm old and I saw him play, but no. Everything Giannis did, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did more, and other than Giannis has the most whatever, because he was a great player who was here the longest. You take his best 6 years of all the time in Milwaukee, they aren't as good, his best six, as the six of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So, but when you get your 30 seconds, you don't even have to agree with me. You can say Giannis is the greatest player ever. You can say this is about the Bucks or whatever you want, because you get the 30 seconds. Those are just the two things that bother me because they're just not accurate. And to finish, but both were a finals MVP. Jabbar was a MVP, league MVP, season MVP three times, Giannis two. The Bucks made it to the finals another time other than winning the championship, which Giannis, of course, didn't do. And in his 6 years, Kareem averaged 30.4 points per game, 15 rebounds. Giannis is a much lower, and that's because he played when he was very young and now when he's a little. But if you take his best 6 years, they don't equal what Lew Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did in his 6 years. So Giannis is great. The greatest player for the longest time. But the best player for the Milwaukee Bucks, and it's really not that close, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. 1-800-990-3776, the Car Blues Talk and Text line. Liz is more, and you get 30 seconds to say whatever you want without an interruption by me. Couple of other notes. I mentioned that I was wrong in the sense of Jimmy Haslam, the new partial owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, who I will always refer to as Midas, because he has the amazing ability to everything he touches turns to a muffler. He is not, while he's been very talkative about it, this or that, he's not really running the show. Edens is the owner who's, they call the governor, who's making the decisions. Now, so whatever complaints you have really should be guided toward Edens. The only possibility is that Edens is going to sell his portion of the team to Midas, and so that he might be speaking as what Midas wants because he's going to be the governor, but he wouldn't have to. So I don't know how anybody's going to know that for sure, but the decisions being made that have been made, however you feel about Midas, and you should be worried because he's just, it's hard to be as bad as he's been as an owner for with the Cleveland Browns. And it's not just the quarterback. He's been there for how many years? And the Browns were one of the great franchises, similar in some ways to the Green Bay Packers from an older time period. But it's not known for sure that he's the one making these decisions, though he has talked the most, because the guy running the show, by the way they set it up, is actually Eden. So, all right, here we go. 30 seconds. I do not interrupt. Caleb, you're on the what used to be John Anderson Homer Hour. He'll be on in a few minutes. You got 30 seconds. Let her fly.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say, in my opinion, Giannis is by far the greatest Buck, will probably forever be the greatest Buck of all time. He obviously holds every statistical category. And in my opinion, nobody's been a better ambassador to the city, the community, the state, the franchise than Giannis. You can go back and forth about the way the relationship frayed post-championship, but what he gave to the city in his time here is second to none. And maybe it's just from my youth. I'm only 26, but I think he beats Kareem every day of the week in terms of play in the Bucks uniform.
And I wish to say, Caleb, perfectly done. You finished it well, took a little more than 30 seconds. That's what you get to do. Whether I believe the same that Caleb, that doesn't matter. It's Caleb's 30 seconds. Anybody listening, going on YouTube and watching, you want to try to do it exactly as he did. Thanks, Caleb. Rob, you are next. 1-800-990-3776. 30 seconds. Maybe you'll get a little bit more if you're as good as Caleb. Rob, let her fly.
Larry Homer David. Long time, no talk, my friend. I was trying to back you in the last hour. You didn't let me get my whole piece here. My piece. Us in Wisconsin are grateful for what you're saying. You're saying what all of us want to say, but no one can say it. We're so happy Giannis did everything he did for the city, yada, yada, yada. At the end of the day, the post he did in February saying, Wolf of Wall Street, I'm not effing going anywhere. I'm not this, that, the other. And then what does he do? He posts that post last night, and then Shams comes in and he's gone. I expected more. I just didn't think this day would ever come. I love you, Larry Homer David. Godspeed. Bucks in six forever.
Thanks, Rob. Nicely done. I even gave him a few extra seconds. So maybe get 45 or 50. Rob, outstanding as well. If we get other callers as good as those two, that Because I just, and I've been told actually by Aaron Rodgers years ago, you're not a very good listener, to which I said, well, if you had better stuff, I'd listen. 1-800-990-3776. I want to know what you think. No questioning, no disagreement, and you only have a certain amount of time. You can't go on. You got to get to it and pick out what you want to say. 1-800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text Line. Again, John Anderson coming up. After that, Jason Wilde. After that, Tony Smith. After that, Jay Billis. And you as well. I was up. It was about midnight or 11 p.m. when they announced that the trade was taking place. And I was trying to go back and see some of my comments as to what I wanted to state at the beginning. 1-800-990-3776. Fact, this was about 11 o'clock. Giannis is gone because he wanted out. Can argue about anything else, but discussion starts with total agreement that Giannis is gone because he wanted out, even if he states the obvious. And then somebody, Yahoo Sports, put up after 13 seasons, Giannis, 2021 NBA champion and finals MVP, 2024 NBA Cup champion and MVP. To which I said, NBA Cup champion, please remove, unless you add something special he did in preseason games. And given the discussion about Giannis, which I was pretty close to perfect, mentioning a year and a half ago that you better go watch Giannis play because he might be gone, and all the information comes out that, in fact, he did want to be gone, and the Bucks decided to try to keep him around. But the idea that you needed to watch him because he could be gone was 100% right. To which I stated last night, I prefer Homer, you are always right, but we'll accept Homer, you are right. Let's see. I've already talked about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in terms of the stats and something like that. Yes, this was about the World Cup, about the U.S. Very good team. It would be for the U.S. To win the World Cup would be like a donkey winning the Kentucky Derby. 1-800-990-3776. It's time to go because John Anderson is ready next. The John Anderson Homer Hour, until his job as a professor at the University of Missouri took too much of his time. But he'll be on here in a little bit. Also, Jason Wilde and Tony Smith and Jay Billis and Tim Van Vorn, because the show is going until 7 o'clock, and maybe a few more of your comments on the Carbless Talk line. It's a text line, but we're not doing text. I want to hear the voice. 1-800-990-3776 lists is more. Might not be able to get to those in a bit. Milwaukee weight loss started at 229. Now I'm at 206. Why? Eat less, and I'm happy eating less. They got a program, as I often mention, there's no but. You can lose weight, but you have to do this, but you have to do this. There's no but. The program is different. No intense workouts, no prepackaged meals, bars, shakes, or counting calories and points. People ask me, so have you had to work out more? Nope. There's no but. No drugs, surgery, or injections. It's just figuring out a way for you to eat, and you eat less. And now I'm eating less, and I'm fine eating less. So take advantage. They give you a free consultation, 262-235-3980, MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. You may do it slightly differently than I do, but in a limited time, you get $200 off the Milwaukee Weight Loss Summer Special. Book your free consultation, $200 off, MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. It starts with no sugar, no dairy, and no bread. How can you do that? Well, eat other stuff, and then you'd think, well, you're just going to stop. Nope. Now, on the next phase that I have, I can cheat a little bit. Why? Because I'm still eating less, and if you eat less, you'll weigh less. So 229 to 205. I can be 205 the rest of my life. I look forward to telling you in 5 years that I'm 205 or 206. We have John Anderson now. Joining us now is Professor John Anderson. Good evening, Professor.
How are you, my friend? Good to talk to you.
Happy to talk to you. I would bring up your performance at the NCAA Women's Track and Field, but I don't want to lose focus, because I would, on Giannis being traded. And now I want to hear what Professor John Anderson wants to say. I will be as quiet, not say a word until you allow me. Say, Homer, you can talk again. Take it away.
Well, as always, this is your show. You feel free to chime in as you see fit, because, you know, I may be incorrect in a lot of my assessments of what's happening. So one, team didn't get better, because that's not going to happen when you trade off Giannis. I think everybody's ready for the prolonged period of, because I think it'll be prolonged.
Sir, just how long does prolonged, what is that?
There are 4 seasons from being good.
4 seasons.
By the time we get.
Okay, now hold on. And to be good means, I say to be good means winning 50 games in the regular season.
Yes.
4 seasons to be good. Yeah. You'll go with the 50 wins. Yeah. Okay, 4 seasons to be win 50 games.
Okay. And that's if they draft right and things come up right. They're 4 seasons away from the potential of being good, right? Like, I don't know that they're guaranteed there, but anything inside of that, God bless Coach Taylor Jenkins for getting that done, because I just don't think they can do that inside of 4 years. So you got to hope that the picks come through, that somebody lands. You get one or two of these picks that become something.
To make you be more confident, my peeps say it's the best draft in 40 years.
Okay, we'll see.
I know, we will.
That'll be great. Do you get a Devin Booker at 10 or 13? Or do you get somebody who's Rodney Rogers, you know? So hopefully somebody there comes through in that. I would love to be able to flip Hero for somebody. I hopefully not hurting his Milwaukee feelings. But I don't think he's.
My sources say if the pick is early enough, they'll do it for a pick. And it didn't seem like it had to be top five. They think the top 15 are so good.
They could flip them around, but.
Oh, yeah. You're right. At 10 or 13 and Hero, get to the top three. So, ooh, good idea.
And I think they got as much as they could for as long as they waited. But it's gonna be a minute before they have a chance to be good, because we still got to stretch out Lillard's salary, and I feel like we've got guys on the roster who could do what Hero does for cheaper. But listen, I when I first saw the haul, I'm like, okay, they didn't get any frontline player for him. You got a bunch of parts.
Love it. I'm going to steal that.
And then you hope, like I said, hope the draft picks are something, but draft picks clearly don't have the capital they used to, or you wouldn't be selling them off at 3, 4, and 5 at a time, which is what teams do now. So maybe we've got a good internet. Where's Fran Fraschello? Hopefully we've got a good international scout that has found another kid that's a skinny Greek kid. But you know, wherever he is, that they can fill in. But for where they had let this thing lag, I think they came out of it as well as they could have hoped. But I don't know that it would have been as good as if you'd have traded him at the deadline last year.
My source said, yes, they believe that they could have gotten better last year. The peeps in charge wanted to give Giannis one more chance. Of course, they were assuming he'd stay healthy. He didn't. But, yes, I think they're – I don't know the particulars, but they agree with what you just said.
And I'm not super sad, right? Like, I think the guy – it is sad to see him go, but I'm not melancholy. Like, the guy gave us 13 great years. He got a championship. The team is stalled. I don't think it's wrong to do the guy a favor. You know, like, I think it's an easy repayment. It'll be hard.
I would add, they also, because I don't know that they feel like they're doing him a favor. Their concern about the, what do they call it, the Supermax, was his injuries. They are not believing they're not going to go public. They're not certain that he can stay healthy anymore long enough. Like, I compare him to, who is it, Kawhi Leonard?
I don't know if he's quite that.
Correct, but in that's the concern that he could be that, and then what are you getting if he can't stay healthy enough?
Well,
in terms of the big
money. You could always not run headlong into the triple team on a fast break.
Yes.
You could preserve some.
You going to be the one telling him that and believe that he will adhere to you, Mr. Professor?
I don't know, but I think I will say this. I think Spoelstra is a different level coach that he has played for since Budenholzer left.
Yep.
I think is a guy that immediately commands his respect. This isn't one where we got to we got to see if we can. If Giannis likes him,
you want to win a championship. This is what we have to do, right?
Here's a guy that's done a bunch of it, and while he hasn't delivered in a while, he's managed to get to the finals twice with some people. I do wonder if Jimmy Butler's like, man, why did I opt out of this again? That sucks. You know, why did I throw the fit this time? Because that's how Jimmy leaves, right? He throws the fit, at least professionally. I don't know him like you do, having.
He's got issues.
But I wonder now, he's like, man, I'm here with broken down, gray-bearded Dre and Steph, who keeps getting broken down, and I'm in this thing with a bad knee.
I'll give you a tip on Jimmy. People that want him on their team like him more than the team that he's on.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's happened in Golden State, too, but.
Yeah, you just don't keep going to place to place to place like that.
Correct.
You know.
I want to know when you heard this, what was your first thought? Like, I expected this, or I'm sad. You said, what's the first thing that crossed your mind eventually? Or I knew this was going to happen. What?
Yeah, just like, okay, finally. Okay, here it is. Right, this is coming. And I'm glad it wasn't Boston. I think he fits better in Boston, and I think that makes Boston more formidable. I don't know if you get Jaylen Brown back or somebody, at least we get a frontline player. Which would have probably been.
I was told it wasn't close. Boston offered nothing other than Brown.
Yeah.
And just Brown, that's it.
Yeah, and I like him. I think he's a really smart guy, I think, beyond just basketball. Like, I think he's a really heady guy. But I just don't know that on his own, which is what he's going to be. I feel like this is a team that hopefully doesn't lose 60. But I don't know
You mean the Bucks?
Stuff that,
I want to say, I was going to ask you, I think they win more games next year than this year.
That'd be amazing. Then, boy, what a win that is.
Or how bad bad they were this year.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Like, is 30 too low an aiming point? Does that seem like, can 30 wins be a success? I don't know. With how it goes. But my reaction... My reaction initially wasn't any kind of, like I said, wasn't really melancholy, wasn't any of that. I think everybody's come to resign themselves to the fact that was going to happen, right? That this was going to go. And at least in mine, I don't know if I reflect the listening audience, but I think everybody's like, okay, he's run his course. He has not served his time. That makes it sound like he was, serving a stretch. But he's 13 really good years for the team. We watch. Part of it is because we watched him grow, right, from this literally skinny kid to this MVP and delivery a championship. That makes it harder, Like, I think that's harder than Kareem, even though Kareem left in his prime. Like, Kareem came out as a 22-year-old kid. He had played at UCL for 4 years. Like, this kid literally, Milwaukee feels like they raised him. And so I think that's part of the separation anxiety that's happening. You and I are older and crustier than that, man. This is a business. Guys are parts, and they move them on.
And that's what the players say. I have a category that Giannis is in. You know what the category is? I feel lucky to have been around to watch him play. And that's the standard by which I say that about Giannis. I say that about Favre. I say that about Rodgers. I say that about Jim Brown. I certainly say that about Alcindor when he was in college, I don't know if that means how good they are. You might have a better John Anderson category.
No. No. And we got the best of him, right? No matter what Miami gets, they don't get the best of him. I mean, maybe they do for a year or something, but we got the Bucks fans and the organization got the best of him.
You can keep going. And
no, that's what I had.
No, I've got another one then, because I've asked the callers to do this. You get 30 to 60 seconds to say whatever you want about Giannis. That's all the time you get. So you have to pick what you want to say in that short period of time. Take it away, Professor John Anderson.
He is the second best player in the history of the franchise. But maybe, I'm going to say this. What if I tell you he might be the best player in franchise history and Alcindor was the most important, Kareem was the most important player in franchise history because it was year three when he came in and, you know, what he, or them winning the title in year three. But he might be the best player in franchise history. I'm with you. We should celebrate the fact that we got to watch him. I think he is, I haven't had time to scope it out. Is he one of the five best players the state's ever known? Easy enough to make a case. I'm trying to think who'd put in front of him. Favre, Rogers probably go in front of them. Does Ron, like, I feel like maybe Ron Dane does. I know his pro career wasn't that, but for what he did for the university and the
yes, I want to tell you, I feel lucky to have been around to watch him. There are other running backs at Wisconsin, but none to the same degree because he was so big. And nobody ever caught it from behind, and there had been no history of Wisconsin greatness. And he just shows up and...
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
And I am of the belief, too, that I still think that you can be a great college player just because maybe you weren't the best. Just because you didn't go on to become Joe Thomas doesn't dim what you did at that university for me when he comes through. So,
no, I worry that people will not fully appreciate Frank Kaminsky because historically special and could have easily won a national title. But, what did he do in the pros? Nothing.
Yeah, and it's not a great day, but it's an expected day and – it's sort of like there are different kind of obits, right? So if you're writing the obit on his career here, it should be one that should be celebrated, not saying it's something tragic.
And it's not even close enough to people say that to debate that a champion. All right, what about the other stuff? Okay, we'll get there. As I want to say, I thought of this with the golf. As Andy North, when I asked Johnny Miller about him, who supposedly didn't always say great things about Andy North, he said 2-time U.S. Open champion. And I said, wait. He goes, stop. There's nothing else. 2-time U.S. Open champion. So that's what I called him. And when I told Andy North that, he said, Johnny Miller, the golfer? I think he was surprised that he would actually say that. But, yeah, you know, I mean, 50 points. 50 points in the last game in the playoffs. Yeah,
he's special, and we got a banner. I mean, it's kind of like the grace period, right, when people say, oh, well, if you win a banner, you can't complain for 5 years. I don't know who made that rule. I've just heard it a lot.
Yes.
And I know the Red Sox fans completely disregarded that thing, but.
All right, Jason Wilde is next, but I got to, because I said the Bucks blew it. They should have announced this on a day that the Miz was pitching, because everybody's happy the day Miz is pitching. They don't care anything else that happened. I want 60 seconds from John Anderson on the Miz.
Well, right now he's off to being the best pitcher in the history of the organization. But it's hard to say that after a guy who's been in the big leagues for a year. But he's unlike anything else we've seen, right? Sabathia's stretch was remarkable, and given the time it came on the pressure of a pennant race and opting free agency, and he just went out there every fourth day and just threw BBs and complete games. But this is unlike anything we've seen. And the fact that, like, 15 strikeouts and no walks is crazy, but he's not like strikeout 8 and walk 6 anymore. Like, that guy is he's dialed in, and I'm with you, man. Every day that I check, is this his day? I keep losing track. Should
That's
this
right.
be his day?
Damn, I wish you could play more. You hate starting pitchers.
Right, where you literally looking, is this a Miz day?
Yeah, well put.
So,
all right, one last thing, because only you would give me credibility or say it's stupid. I'm as amazed at anything by his facial features now, because when I look at him, I feel like I'm seeing Dennis the Menace from the TV show. He looks like he's 13, his face. But
he does have a youthful
yes,
look.
Yes, youthful
to him.
Look. There you go. I'm going to steal that too.
But you know what? 104 is pretty grown man stuff.
Yes. Yes. It's like Dennis the Menace just threw it 104. Maybe there's one of these young kids that's in TV shows now that I should probably use. I just went Don Hudson on everyone. No one has any idea about Dennis the Menace, the TV show. So, all right, any last word that you, Professor John Anderson, want to leave us with?
I know I'm busy on Tuesdays, but I miss visiting with you, man. I miss it.
I do too. Another reason to hate academics. Thanks. Professor John Anderson, Jason Wilde next. A special two-hour show with Giannis moving on to the Miami Heat. First, it was John Anderson, the professor, on the Yingling John Anderson hotline. And now it is Jason Wilde on the Yingling Jason Wilde hotline. You earn your own hotline when you have been Sports Writer of the Year in Wisconsin for 3 years. Good evening, Jason. How you doing?
DJ Yingling and Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly. I'm good, Homer. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fascinated always to talk with you when things like this happen, even though it's not the Packers, because you have such a standard and so many thoughts about athletes as people, which is exactly the opposite of me.
Both those statements are true. Yeah.
And I've observed it. So your thoughts on Giannis can be so wide ranging. Where do you start now that you've had half a day to think about it?
Yeah, I probably didn't need that long to think about it. There's a separation of church and state, and separation of business versus just the way you conduct yourself as a person. And by all accounts, he has been aces as a guy over his 13 years in Milwaukee. But I think he mishandled and was misleading in how he handled the last, year and a half however long it's been. I don't think there's anything wrong with telling the truth. And much like, I don't think it's like Aaron Rodgers on his way out of town, because he was pretty honest about that. Now, he was dishonest about his vaccination status. And I definitely have no interest in debating whether he should or should not have been vaccinated. That is not the point. So for those of you listening that, for whatever reason, it's Pavlovian response. Right. And that's the point. I agree or disagree with his position. Even if you agree with it, he didn't tell the truth. And he obfuscated. And
this is an aside. Why do you think he did that?
Because he knew that he knew that he'd be criticized. But again,
you believe that strongly in what you think.
Correct. Oh. Yes, exactly. And so, we all fall short of the glory of God. I have failed many times. I am in no way perfect, but I like to think I'm a pretty honest person. Have I told the truth 100% of the time for the last 54 years? No, I have not batted 1,000. But I think you could talk to my kids and they would tell you that I don't lie to them. And my issue with how this has played out is that it has been a dishonest way that it has been handled. I mean, saying that, my agent doesn't speak for me or whatever he said then, posting the social media thing at the trade deadline about how leaders leaders don't chase, they attract. I mean, what bothers me is that the storyline should start. The first sentence should be, the Milwaukee Bucks traded their superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo to the Miami Heat in the late hours of Monday because he wanted to be traded. And he tried so hard to present it as something else, and I just don't think that was truthful. And that doesn't make him a bad person. It doesn't tarnish his legacy, in my opinion, in any way. It just means that in that area, I thought he was less than honest.
And he didn't get any inside help to say, maybe he did and he didn't listen to him. That's not you.
Yeah.
Be you.
Right. And say, look, I mean, there's, and look, I
or
I don't
say nothing.
Agree. Right. That too. But like, so, you know, I get to see a little bit how the sausage gets made in terms of how the Packers PR staff handles players and helps them kind of craft the messaging, right? Which, look, that's their job, right? Now, I want players who don't need to be coached necessarily because they're just going to tell the truth because they tell the truth, right? But there are different ways to deliver the messaging. And I think, and I've seen guys do it, and I think they, like, for instance, I can tell you that there were certain folks in the PR department that, you know, felt like they could have had an open locker room after the Josh Jacobs thing because they were confident in their own messaging and how their players would listen to them, that they would have been able to handle the questions that might have come. Again, neither here nor there. But my point is that in a situation like this, there are surely, like, I'm sure Giannis had no interest in hearing from, you know, Dan Smiechek or Barry Baum or the folks that work over there. But those people know what they're doing. They are good at their jobs. And, you know, you never want to be dishonest or misleading. Like, you can, if you don't say anything, no one's going to accuse you of lying or misleading them, right? And the way this played out, and again, this is what bothers me about this conversation, because now, you know, it sounds like I'm ripping him or I'm like, this does not change the fact that he brought a title to a franchise that had gone 50 years without one. That none of this changes that, nor should it. My only beef, if there is one, is just be honest and say, look, I've loved my time here. I wish it could continue, but I do want to chase a championship. And this organization and John Horst tried like hell to figure out ways to reconfigure our roster so we could win another title while I was here. And I certainly didn't help with my health challenges the last several seasons.
But that would have been special if he'd said that.
Right. And it's time for a change. And I'm ready to make that change. To compare it to the Rodgers thing, like, yes, initially would there have been blowback if he said, look, I don't believe in vaccines. I'm not doing it. And if that means, like, Kirk Cousins was in the same boat. Kirk Cousins refused to do it. And yes, did some people criticize him or make fun of him? Yeah, they did. But I don't know. Does anybody talk about Kirk Cousins anymore and the fact that he didn't get vaccinated? No. Do they talk about Aaron Rodgers and the fact that he was misleading about it? Yes, they do. So I wish someone could have just that Giannis trusted him. Maybe he did and ignored it. I don't know. Again, this is not the team I cover. I don't know him at all. I've never met him. I've never interviewed him. I've never covered one of his games, nothing. But if someone who could have helped him would have had an opportunity to do so, I am sure they would have said, look, just don't just be honest. And if there are certain things you don't want to address, then don't address them. It's fine. But don't, I just feel like he kind of played a game and I just didn't love the way it played out.
And I'm glad I asked it because I tend to maybe give him the benefit of the doubt because it wasn't him, and it's almost like I asked about Rodgers. I just don't get it. There's you know, you've created this.
I think people,
no one thinks he was phony because he wasn't, but then
He was phony in this way.
Yes, or if he wasn't phony, then he's not who we all thought he was, which you've run across.
And I look, there's another powerful force at work here, and that is wanting to be loved and appreciated and beloved. And maybe he thought, and again, I don't have this kind of a legacy that I would be worried about the truth damaging it. But like, maybe he was worried that if he just came out and said, look, I love Milwaukee. I might even come back here and live here someday after my career is over. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But it's time. It's just time. I'm ready for a different challenge, and I'm going to chase that. It doesn't change anything about how I feel about the people here or how I feel about my time here, but I need a new challenge, and I'm going to chase that, and we're going to work on a trade. But that's not what he did, and he wanted to be – it reminds me of Tiger Woods, and obviously Tiger Woods' stuff was very different, but like Tiger Woods wanted so badly to be perfect, right? Like the image that he worked so hard to cultivate, and then he, you know, crashed his car in his neighborhood in Orlando, and then he like did that press conference like with his mom in the front row, which was so awkward. I remember watching it in the lobby of our old place, our old ESPN Milwaukee headquarters in the Big Blue Building downtown, and it was just awkward. It was uncomfortable, and like, hey. You know, I don't, it's not good that you cheated on your wife. It's not good that you were impaired when you were driving, but you know, you don't have to go about it this way. And so Giannis is very different. It's not the apples to apples, but it just felt like he really wanted to protect how he was viewed, and he wanted everyone to like him. And he was afraid that if he told the truth, that maybe some people wouldn't like him anymore. And guess what? There are people now that look at him, despite all those efforts, and they don't really like the way he handled it. They appreciate the championship, but there's some bitter people. Yeah, like I have never learned this, so this is pretty hypocritical of me to say, but you really are not going to please everybody. So you might as well at least be honest.
Yes, that might be a pretty good slogan. And now I will ask you, as we had some people called in, John Anderson did it, you get 30 to 45 seconds to say whatever you want about Giannis. Only that amount of time. And what are you going to choose to say? Jason Wilde, take it away.
Yeah, he should be forever beloved and appreciated because he brought Milwaukee a title, which they hadn't had in 50 years, which the baseball team in Milwaukee is still trying to win their first one. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I guess I would just reemphasize that nothing changes that. And the magical feeling there was, I remember we did a radio show. It was me and Tori Lowe from the parade route outside of the Fiserv Forum. And to see the joy that brought so many fans, that matters more than any, you know, opinion that I might have about how he handled his exit. Because that meant so much to so many people, and he deserves to be all the accolades he's going to get. He deserves every one of them for that.
And Jason, in your 45 seconds, you know what word I'm going to remember?
I don't.
Forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Legends never die. Yep.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, Homer. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time, except today. Giannis now with the Miami Heat. The draft is coming up, and I want to emphasize, and we'll hopefully get to a little Jay Billis, but this draft is historically special in terms of the belief of how many good players. Many say the top 15, any of those 15, and then it may go as late as 30. So it is possible with the picks, and if the Bucks get another one, that they could get talent in this draft so much better that it would be better to maybe have three picks in this draft than one each of the next 3 years. We'll see what happens. They have 10 and 13. The likelihood, however you feel about any GM, the likelihood of getting a good player in those picks is better than it's been for 40 years, so that it'd be really hard not to hit one, even if it's not something you do well. That's what they're saying about the draft and why the Bucks might make a move to trade Hero if it got them even higher up. Or to me, I'd like to see them get four picks in the top 30 and the impact that that could have on the team in the future, to me, would be greater than having a higher pick each of the next 3 or 4 years. Next. A special 2-hour Homer Hour. I don't know if that's the way you say it. Tony Smith coming up at the top of the hour. Tim Van Boren also. And if we have time, some of the comments from Jay Billis on Friday. He's doing the draft for ESPN. And thoughts on, again, the quality of the players in the draft as to how important us it could be on this trade for the Milwaukee Bucks. For the Milwaukee Bucks to be special again, as Professor John Anderson said, 4 seasons, he believes, to be good again will be based way more on the ability of the players they draft than any of the players that they got from the Heat. Hope to be wrong on that. Tune into the new season of Behind the Bucks podcast on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker, HR and benefits consultant. Bucks versus the World, narrated by comedian Charlie Behrens, reveals the untold story of the 87 McDonald's Open, when the Bucks became the first NBA team to take on the best national team in the world, the Soviet Union. I think the Bucks put a whooping on them, led by 48 at one point. Listen to find out. Before the Dream Team, the long-forgotten tournament in Milwaukee globalized the game of basketball and opened the doors to international stars coming to the NBA. Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcast, Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher. And yes, Tony Smith will be the latest on his own Yingling hotline because of how good he was, and certainly his experience in the NBA, and we talked before about this, will put Giannis to Miami in perspective. Tony Smith on the Tony Smith Yingling hotline. Next.